Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A maskless Representative Chip Roy reacted angrily to a requirement that members must again wear masks while on the House floor.
We got to go around and see, okay, we can't come to the floor. I can't execute my constitutional duty unless I wear a mask. Which is it, vaccines or masks? Do the vaccines work or they don't work? Do the masks work or they don't work? I'd like to know which it is.
The Texas Republican says people are sick and tired of wearing masks and that Dr. Fauci needs to answer questions about the efficacy of vaccines and masks. A coalition of state attorneys general, led by New York's Letitia James, appealed the dismissal of their antitrust lawsuit against Facebook. In a notice filed on July 28th in federal court in the District of Columbia, attorneys general from 48 states and territories said they would appeal a June decision. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Various government agencies already have announced demands for all their employees to be vaccinated, but the corporate world so far has been taking a more measured approach, even though most lawyers believe the mandates are legal. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky.
In areas with substantial and high transmission, CDC recommends fully vaccinated people wear masks in public indoor settings.
Less than 10% of employers have said they intend to require all employees to be vaccinated, based on periodic surveys by the research firm Gartner. Border officers are releasing illegal immigrants who test positive for COVID-19 to a nonprofit organization, Texas authorities said this week. The immigrants were handed over to the Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley, which arranged for their stay in a La Jolla, Texas hotel that it had rented out entirely, La Jolla police officials said. We did not know this. No one told the city of La Jolla. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Ron Popeil, the quintessential TV pitchman and inventor known to generations of viewers for hawking products, including the Vegematic, the Pocket Fisherman, Mr. Microphone, and the Showtime Rotisserie and Barbecue, has died, his family said. Popeil died suddenly and peacefully at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. He was 86. No cause of death was given. A possible new trial for an illegal immigrant convicted of murder in Iowa. Here's USA's Tim Berg with more.
Defense attorneys for Christian Rivera, the illegal immigrant convicted of murdering Molly Tibbetts, argued earlier this week that their client deserves a new trial, citing evidence that they said ties her abduction and stabbing death to another man. Two new witnesses came forward independently of one another and told police that a local 21-year-old man, Gavin Jones, told them he had killed Tibbetts. Defense lawyers have requested a new trial based on that information. As far as if that will happen, defense attorney Johanna Spillbore tells Fox News,
evidence is only as credible as its source. So this newly discovered evidence is inherently incredible. Why? Because it's coming from a jailhouse snitch. From another jailhouse snitch. It's hearsay evidence, piled on hearsay evidence. And I don't think the judge is going to give it enough credibility to overturn what the jury already did here.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
We're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, and founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Hey, DeRoy, how you doing?
Great, Bill. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Always good to talk to you and get caught up on our world of D.C. and politics, mask, no mask, you know, this new Delta variant. I mean, anything to keep us fearful, blind boxed, and begging, I guess, is what the government wants.
Weird, wacky, wow world, huh?
Yeah, it really, it's unbelievable. And then they wonder why we don't believe them when it's just they can't even get their narrative straight on this stuff. And, you know, Dr. Fauci, can we find another job for him? I mean, with all the government positions out there, you know, and I don't care. He can still have the same amount of money he's being paid. But let's just find another job that gets him off TV. I don't want to... I just don't want to hear from him anymore. I mean, he has no credibility. I mean, this is like, you know, like Susan Rice. You know, I don't want to hear from Susan Rice either. I mean, no credibility. Right?
Yeah, Dr. Fauci is the, what's the word I want to use here? I guess I'll use the term best compensated member of the entire federal government. Nobody in federal government makes more money than Dr. Fauci. I believe that includes the president, if I'm not wrong.
No, exactly. You're exactly right. He makes more money than the president. Amazing to
think.
Isn't
that amazing? Isn't that incredible?
Yeah. Yeah.
And yet we've heard from him, mask, don't wear masks, then wear masks, and then wear one mask, and then wear two masks, and then you go back to one mask. And now if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask, but now you might have to wear a mask after. It just keeps changing back and forth, back and forth. And the whole deal basically was an incentive. Look, once you get the vaccination, you can take your mask off, which we were told a couple months ago was the case, and wonderful, we can all walk around and see each other smile rather than walk around just looking like we're about to engage in bank robberies. And now they're saying, oh, you might have put your mask back on, even though the Delta variant only affects, I believe, hospitalizations are 99.5% people who have not been vaccinated. So if you've been vaccinated, there's no reason to put on a mask. And it's just oppressive. I think the big government left sees the mask essentially as instruments of control. It's kind of like putting a leash around a dog before you take it for a walk. And I think they don't feel so happy letting the leashes off the dog. So they want to slap the leashes back on. And it's most annoying when I'm on planes. I've been flying a lot recently, thankfully, now that getting somewhat back to normal. And as you and I were saying earlier, every 20 minutes they come on the PA system, put your mask on, and not just in general, but you're supposed to keep it on, and then you can take it off to put food in your mouth or sip from your drink, but then you're supposed to put the mask back on. I mean, it's just comical. It's like something out of Three Stooges. And there's no scientific basis for it. If you're vaccinated, you can't get sick. You can't get anybody else sick. And this is just virtue signaling. It's just theater. It is absurd. It's ridiculous. You know, a year ago, before we had the medication, the therapeutics, the vaccines, I wore a mask, was happy to. I'm an asthmatic, and I was afraid I'd get sick and die like poor Herman Cain did and like 600,000 others have. But yes, I've been fully vaccinated for 3 months now. I don't see any reason to wear a mask anymore. I'm sick and tired of it. And I think millions of people are. And I think some people are not getting the vaccines because they figure, well, since I got to wear a mask anyway, what's the point? That's probably keeping the vaccination rate lower than it should be, which, of course, lets the pandemic continue longer than it should. So let's just get rid of the mask, get vaccinated if you can. If you have a medical reason why you can't, then fine. But if you're able to get vaccinated, go on and get vaccinated. Let's get this entire bloody thing in the rearview mirror and behind us and into the history books as soon as possible.
Well, a lot of people on the planes are escaping to the bathroom, believe it or not, because when they're in the bathroom, they can lower, nobody can see them. And lower their mask. Maybe I shouldn't have revealed that secret. You know, keep it between us at frequent flyers.
It's funny
you
mention that. I found on my last flight, I went to the bathroom probably 5 or 6 times in parts. I could go in there and take the mask off and just breathe.
Just breathe.
I feel like somebody's got a pillow over my face and is, you know, trying to kill me like the end of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest or something like this. It's just awful.
Yeah, it is.
With the ending of that movie.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, you know, the craziness of our world right now, it is nonstop, as you say. You know, Democratic policies, I mean, these are self-inflicted wounds. I mean, how do they expect to survive 22 or 24? I mean, it's like they're probably, you know, in cahoots with the Chinese to say, hey, guys, I know we cheated a lot in 2016, but we're going to have to double our effort in 2024. I mean, I should say 2020. In 2024, if we're going to you know, win everything this next time.
Well, I guess so. I mean, you look at everything that these guys do, as I put in a but not bad piece that's at FoxNews.com right now, everything they touch turns to manure. And I clean that up. My piece is called Can the Left Get Anything Right? And you look at every policy they're pursuing, it's failure after failure after failure. You know, on crime, we were told if we just defund the police, everything will be great. Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, the poster girl for the left, she said that if we defund the police, it'll be, quote, like a suburb.
Yep, exactly.
Well, have you seen the suburban-like conditions in Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Washington, D.C.? We just had in New York a couple days ago, I think about a week ago, some people attacked an old lady with a walker and then stole her walker. What do you do with a walker if you're not disabled? I mean, unbelievable. That just brazen cruelty of such an act. There was an audio I heard a couple days ago. Somebody's just stuck a microphone outside of a window in Washington, D.C., and you see the beautiful office buildings and all that in the background. You're pop, 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 pop,
oh,
pop,
wow,
as the gunfire goes off. It sounded like Beirut in the 1980s. So that's a disaster. You look at the border. We've got people just, again, marching through, you know, willy-nilly. I believe the number of people at the border with COVID in the Rio Grande Valley sector, that's up 900% versus this time last year, 900% increase of COVID patients. And they, of course, let them come into the country and spread the disease elsewhere. And that may be one of the reasons we've seen a spike in cases. Energy, you know, we had energy independence under President Trump. That's going away as the Keystone Pipeline is shut down, yet the pipeline between Russia and Germany has been approved. Biden's given a green light for that. So, again, issue after issue after issue, you just see failure after failure after failure from the Democrat left. I hope, as you say, they're wiped out in 2022, and in 2024, hopefully, sufficiently demolished so the Democrat Party will enter the Smithsonian Museum of American History where it belongs.
Well, I got to tell you, I thought it was going to happen in 2020, frankly. But, you know, I didn't think in a million years there was going to be this kind of voter fraud that took place. I mean, to the point now, according to Rasmussen, over 50% of Americans believe that we should have a full, legitimate audit on the vote of what happened in 2020.
I think you're absolutely right, and we ought to do that in each one of the swing states. And look, it ought to be done for this reason. If people like us are correct and this rampant fraud and cheating took place, we need to find those responsible, throw them in prison, and then implement the reforms that will keep that from happening again. If it turns out you and I are wrong, and it turns out we're paranoid, and Joe Biden won everything fair and square, and all the suspicions of fraud are incorrect, then we can get that behind us, not worry about it, and we can maybe won't like Joe Biden's policies, but the sense that he's an illegitimate president will go away, and he can govern with maximum legitimacy. If the Democrats really believe they won the election fair and square, they should not be afraid of audits or any other scrutiny to figure out exactly what happened last November.
Well, you think of the headwinds that the Donald Trump administration faced after being elected and his legitimacy questioned. even by his main opponent, Hillary Clinton. I mean, it was endless, an endless barrage, 4 years, $70 million. Well, let's throw an impeachment in the mix as well. You know, what a mess. What kind of damage did they do? I mean, forget about politics. I mean, just to the country itself. But in spite of that, Donald Trump worked on behalf of we the people extremely successfully. That stands in contrast to what the Democrats are doing now. Got to go to break. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
This is Don Shang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. God's unconditional love is a new concept for many people who've been raised to worship false deities. And we rejoice when we receive feedback from listeners who through the Tide Ministry have come to know the Lord and how God really feels about them. One young woman recently wrote to share how Christ's love has impacted her life through listening to the Tide Gospel Radio broadcasts in Kosovo. I live in a culture where women have to fight for everything and where sexual harassment is considered normal, she said. Listening to how God took care of Ruth and Naomi deeply touched my heart. Thank you for sharing so much wisdom and peace to weary hearts. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is helping listeners in Kosovo and other countries find peace in the Word of God and how you can help, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. DeRoy Murdoch, a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, continues with us. DeRoy, these Democratic policies, as you say, they're self-inflicted. It's obvious. People are seeing this. I mean, you know, the government and the economists that support Biden can talk about transitory inflation. It doesn't matter. It's like right now it's costing me more money, and I'm not seeing a lot of sunshine on the horizon here.
No, you're right. The inflation rate year on year right now is running 5.4%. That is the highest we've seen since, I believe, the 2008 meltdown. So it's at the highest in 13 years. And Joe Biden, I've never heard this before. I have an MBA. I've taken economics classes. I've studied economics probably most of my adult life. And he says that the way to fight inflation is to increase federal spending, not by a million or a billion or a trillion, but by something like $5 or $6 trillion next year alone. I mean, I don't think even Karl Marx said the way to fight inflation is to increase government spending. John Maynard Keynes never said that. I don't know any economist who says that. Now, you might make the argument that you will have inflation, but the inflation's manageable or it's necessary. We owe it to ourselves. Who cares? You can make those arguments. The idea that you're going to decrease inflation by increasing, massively increasing federal deficit spending. This is a brand new economic theory I've never seen before. I wish us all a lot of luck with it.
Exactly. I mean, it's almost like the Tim Scott argument. You know, you don't fight racism with racism. Now you're fighting inflation with inflation. How does that work? I mean, really think about it. It's totally on its head. It's absurd.
It's just astonishing. Truly
yeah.
Astonishing.
Well, it's as absurd as Mayorkas saying the border is closed. Well, why don't you tell the immigrants the border is closed?
Yeah, I guess they didn't notice. I guess with the borders closed, but nobody forgot to tell me.
Yeah, really.
They forgot to tell the immigrants. No, the numbers are astonishing. The increase. These are the numbers of border encounters on the southern border. In March, the number went up year on year, 403%. In April, 945%. May, 677%. June, 471%. So these are not minor increases or, you know, an extra 10, 100 people. These are hundreds of thousands of people. I think under the tenure of Biden, the increased number of people who have come across the border February until June, that's up 469%, a grand total of about 822,000 people who've come across on Biden's watch. 822,000, that's a huge number. And yet we're told by the Secretary of Health, Homeland Security, that, quote, the border is closed. And either the man is completely blind or he's outright lying to the American people. I think it's the latter.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking probably after it's all said and done, and we're talking, what, million and a half people that have come in? And then, as you said, how many of those are infected? I mean, here we are dealing with the Delta variant. We want people to wear masks, but it doesn't matter for people coming across the border. Now we're putting them on planes, trains, automobiles. The military is moving them into the interior of the country with some sort of idea that, hey, look, we've got a date for you. Somehow either they've been given a date or not given a date or just say, hey, look, we'll send you a letter to tell you when to show up, like they've got some address when they're, you know, I mean, this is impossible and madness.
No, it's just astonishing. You know, on the COVID point, right now the U.S. is at approximately 49-50% full inoculation. We've got people coming across from all sorts of places, not just El Salvador, Guatemala.
Yep, exactly.
Bill Malugin is a terrific young correspondent for Fox News as well on the border, and he ran into people from Brazil, Ghana, and Haiti, among others. They were banging on the gate, and we let them in, or the Border Patrol did. People from Brazil are only 17% fully vaccinated. People from Ghana, 1.3%. People from Haiti, less than 0.1% fully vaccinated. I believe a third of the people, illegal immigrants on the border, who've been offered the vaccine said, no, we don't want the vaccine. So these people are coming to this country, refusing to be vaccinated. Who knows if they've got COVID? Who knows if they're going to catch COVID and spread it? And they refuse to be vaccinated. I think that's astonishing.
What do they know that we don't, that they don't want to be vaccinated?
It's amazing. I mean, you'd think if they're so desperate to come into this country, they'd say, Mr. Yankee, Mr. Gringo, we'll do whatever you want. I'll take the vaccine. A third of them just, give us the middle finger and say, I'm in America, let me in right now. And by the way, if you're in Haiti and you, people say, oh, you know, they just want better lives. I mean, I don't know anybody who doesn't want a better life. I'm sure Warren Buffett wants a better life. But people in Haiti have a per capita GDP of about $3,000. In Dominican Republic, which is the east side of Hispaniola, the island they share, they have a per capita GDP of about 18,000, six times the wealth level of Haiti. Why don't the Haitians want better lives go to the Dominican Republic on the same island?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's just like right next door, right? Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Yeah. Don't have to get on planes, don't have to get on boats, just climb up the hill, bang on the gate, and say, here we are, let us in. They don't go there, they have to come here. And somehow we have the obligation to let them in, whereas the Dominican Republic on the same island has no such obligation. I find that astonishing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
You know, DeRoy, I've been saying to the audience, you know, with all that's been going on in Miami, Cuba, and everything, that this is a learning opportunity. I'm saying, look, let's man the school buses. Let's get all the kids on the school buses. We're going to do spring break in Miami early or late, however you want to call it. It's going to be a summer spring break. We're going to bring all the kids down to Calle Ocho in Miami and give them a civics lesson on socialism and Marxism. They're going to talk to people who have survived the Cuban regime, communist regime, and they're going to get it, you know, real life experiences from the people there. You know, my buddy Ed Pizzoli, who's an attorney down there in Miami, said, oh yeah, we'll go to, you know, the Versailles restaurant there in Miami. We'll treat them to lunch or whatever. We'll just have a grand old time and we'll talk story, real story about Marxism. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. You know, if we could afford it, I would go even further. I'd put them on planes and send them to Cuba so they get the full dosage of of communism. See what that looks like. I was fortunate enough to visit Cuba back in 1993 when Castro was still alive. And, boy, it was something to see real socialism in action. And I described the place as being, you know, a combination of sort of East Germany under Erich Honecker mixed with the Mambo Kings soundtrack. I mean, great music, wonderful sunshine, love the palm trees, and apart from that, a complete police state. And if you are an AOC type, you think, oh, socialism is beautiful, that's what we need here in America, go to Cuba and have a look around and come back and tell me you still believe in that system.
What was that? What was that like? Was it like a step back in some other world or something? I mean,
the old 1950s cars, as you've seen, I think I was most struck by how much things physically were crumbling. A lot of buildings, just the roof caved in, the walls are falling down. Imagine any city. If you could imagine the French Quarter of New Orleans with, at that time, about 50 years of deferred maintenance, you know, nothing painted, nothing held up, everything collapsing. That's kind of what it looked like. The French Quarter of New Orleans and downtown Havana, the old part of Havana, Havana Vieja, as they call it, are very similar. In fact, the French Quarter really was built by the Spaniards. It should be called the Spanish Quarter. And the architecture is very similar, except in New Orleans it's maintained and held up and, you know, painted, and they take care of the bricks and masonry. In Havana, none of that happens. You know, the beauty of no private property is once something belongs to everybody, belongs to nobody, nobody takes care of it. And you literally have these beautiful old buildings right on the water, facing the Caribbean, which are just collapsing. They're just falling down. Mm-hmm. And in any other city with waterfront properties, usually the most expensive and best maintained that you can find. And you just walk around so many parts of Havana, these beautiful old buildings just collapsing in front of you. Mm-hmm. That was 27 years ago. They're probably maybe even worse shape now.
Unbelievable. You know, AOC's yelling about defunding police. Now she just wants to shut down all the prisons. How does she come up with these ideas?
Well, look, a lot of the people on the left, they believe in magic thinking. You know, if you just wave the magic wand, the police will be wonderful, the criminals will go away, we'll all live as if America were just a giant Bel Air or a giant Greenwich or a giant Coral Gables, and we'll all live happily ever after. Well, you know, the problem with that is that a lot of criminals, I guess, never got that memo, and they do what a lot of them do for a living, which is engage in crime. People don't understand that there's something called career criminals. You know, you're in radio, I'm a journalist, people listening to us are doctors, lawyers, carpenters, plumbers, what have you. Those people are criminals. They get up in the morning, guess what they do? They engage in crime. That's their profession. That's what they do for a living. And now with the police largely handcuffed, with prosecutors across the country who aren't prosecuting, judges who are either in cahoots with these people, or they want to do their jobs but they can't.
He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership Network. DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Bill, you as well. Thanks very much. Yeah.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A maskless Representative Chip Roy reacted angrily to a requirement that members must again wear masks while on the House floor.
We got to go around and see, okay, we can't come to the floor. I can't execute my constitutional duty unless I wear a mask. Which is it, vaccines or masks? Do the vaccines work or they don't work? Do the masks work or they don't work? I'd like to know which it is.
The Texas Republican says people are sick and tired of wearing masks and that Dr. Fauci needs to answer questions about the efficacy of vaccines and masks. A coalition of state attorneys general, led by New York's Letitia James, appealed the dismissal of their antitrust lawsuit against Facebook. In a notice filed on July 28th in federal court in the District of Columbia, attorneys general from 48 states and territories said they would appeal a June decision. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got Bill Federer. Yes, the historian himself, author, speaker, and publisher, and of course, the founder and creator of the American Minute. And Bill, you do such a great job with American Minute in reminding people of our rich history at a time when so much of it is being turned away. It's turned into a narrative. The left, in Marxist fashion, is doing everything they can to take over our history, because it's been said that he who controls history controls the present and the future, right?
Right, right. That's a great quote from Arthur Schlesinger Jr. Mm-hmm. He was on John F. Kennedy's staff. He said, "History is to the nation what memory is to the individual." And then you couple that together with, like, Winston Churchill, who said, "The further back you look, the further forward you're likely to see." Mm-hmm. And then the whole 1984 George Orwell, yes, where the main character Winston, his job is the Ministry of Truth, and it's to edit history and constantly make the former enemies the now into friends, and the former friends into enemies. And he says that, "I keep changing history, and until I'm the only one that knows the real history, and I can't even know if I trust my own memory." And he says that it's gone. And so history, yeah, is just a spin. It's like you have a news item that is spinned to push a political narrative. It's just history is spinned to push a political narrative.
Yeah, and this is so dangerous, because what we lose in the process is our legacy, our heritage that is so vital. I mean, we are here today dealing with young kids, Bill, that don't know our history. 36%, according to one poll, of these young kids hate America because of the narrative that they've been told in the classrooms. I've suggested, in fact, you probably heard in the previous discussion with DeRoy, DeRoy Murdoch from Fox News, that we have to have a spring break. I mean, let's get the school buses across the country. Let's have spring break in a summertime version of it in Miami. Let's take the kids down to Cayo Ocho down there to talk to these Cuban Americans who experience communism firsthand and give them a real life lesson. What do you think that would do?
I think that would wake them up. I think it was Turning Point USA a couple of years ago. They sent a camera crew down to Cuba, and they were like interviewing people who were waiting in line for like hours and hours just to go to the grocery store, or waiting in line for hours just to go to a gas station. And, you know, and then here, Castro, by the time he died, he was worth like, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. But the common person in Cuba, you know, makes like, you know, just a couple thousand a year. And, So,
that's what you call redistribution of wealth, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. You probably heard our former president talk about that.
Yeah, there's a saying people forget. It's called, he who controls the purse strings has the power. Mm-hmm. So everyone's equal. Great. Who gets to decide who lives in the nice house and who lives in the dumpy house? Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody in the government dictates those things. Well, whoever dictates those things is a dictator. So whoever is in the government position of doling out all this equal stuff, they like their job. And the temptation for them is to dole a little extra to those that support them in their job. And if somebody wants to remove them from their job, they'll be tempted to shut off the faucet and to be discriminatory and even use their power to accuse them and prosecute them and so forth. And so it's whoever controls the purse strings has the power. If you get to be in the position of doling out all the political favors, then you're in power.
That's
the deep state.
Exactly. Such as the leader of the House. Haven't gotten to the point of executions, but definitely, you know, threats and what have you. Even like over this January 6th, you know, commission where she sent out a threatening barb that if people just didn't go along with her, they had consequences to pay.
Yeah, and if she gets off the hook, it's like, why did she turn down Trump's offer for more security on January 6th? What does she know? Everybody that was there said there was unusual lack of security. And then there's video cameras of the police opening up the door and inviting people in.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
Like, you know, and then there's the one camera shot that Tucker Carlson showed. 16 people dressed in complete black from head to foot with hoodies and masks, and they break in through a window. There's no 16 people dressed in black at the Trump rally.
Right.
And then Tucker
exactly.
Carlson said, how many FBI agents were involved in planning this and have it be like a, you know, because they infiltrate groups to do, go from observing crimes to instigating the crimes, like they had that faux, you know,
kidnapping
attempt of the governor,
yes.
And found out that half the people planning it were the FBI.
Yeah, more than half were FBI agents. Yeah, and then the one DEA agent, I don't know if you read this past week, got arrested. He's on bail right now. Thank God he's got an attorney, because we've got a lot of patriots right now sitting in jail, some in solitary confinement for months, Bill, over this. And they just keep deferring their case. And Biden made some sort of flippant comment like he could care less. I mean, these are American citizens and they deserve due process. You know, and let's figure out what the heck happened here. The other thing, you know, that came out in the initial hearing, just as you said, why were these Capitol Police so unprepared? They even admitted, they just said, we just didn't have what we needed for the job on hand. And that's amazing, Bill, because when you look at the number of people that broke into the Capitol, supposedly, just go along with their term, broke in, forget about the ones that were invited, let's just say, okay, let's just go along. Okay, they broke in. I mean, you're talking one-on-one American citizens or everyday people. Yes, there's probably, you got FBI and you got Antifa and Black Lives Matter infiltrating the deal. Okay, that's part of the equation too. We won't talk about that. But still, you're talking one-on-one Capitol Police with weapons, and you can't stop a crowd of people when you're one-on-one. I mean, if it was 10-to-1 maybe, or 20-to-1, you might think that might be plausible. But you're one-on-one.
And, you know, like, what the heck happened here? And to hear the testimony of these four Capitol Police, and one guy saying, you know, this is it. This is where I'm going to die. I'm not going to go home to my family. I'm dead here. Well,
yeah, the U.S. Capitol is the most protected building on planet Earth. There's 2,500 policemen just for one single building. Mm-hmm. I've been in there dozens of times. Nobody gets in there without them letting you in.
Mm-hmm.
There is no other way around it. And interesting thing is whenever there seems to be an investigation, it is an opportunity for the guilty people to destroy all the evidence that could convict them. Well, let's look at the investigation into Hillary Clinton's server. Right, they confiscate the server, and the server is washed and bleached and destroyed, and then they confiscate all the cell phones, and then the cell phones get smashed, and then they confiscate all the text messages, get deleted, all the they use.
And this is while an investigation is underway, Bill. They do this.
Yeah, so the investigation is simply a way for them to seize all the evidence that could convict them and destroy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is, but again, this is the at least two-tiered justice system in which we live in, that the elites have their own rule and order, and the rest of us plebes and minions, silly us, you know, we believe in the Constitution.
Yeah, it's a third world tactic, and it's also what's being done in, you know, whether it's the Soviet Union or communist China, it's the one-party state.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
And if they get their way, there won't be any more fair elections, and they'll just stay in forever. And they're not just content with that. They want to go after you.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Bill, look at what's happening. I mean, now the majority of Americans, over 50% of the Americans, according to Rasmussen, say that we should have an audit for this last election. I mean, it has been increasing, you know, consistently month by month, where people are saying, wait a minute, this really doesn't add up. I have to let go of my ideology for the sake of freedom and this democratic republic, as even the Democrats and the leadership says, okay, well then let's find out what happened here. And of course, that was the other thing that minority leader McCarthy wanted to hear, was that you had to look at the entirety of January 6th. It wasn't just January 6th. It's what caused January 6th. What caused January 6th was, that November 3rd thing.
Right, yeah. And prior to January 6th, it was the Democrat Party involved in every state capitol being attacked, and Trump rallies were left with picking up the trash afterwards. So it's totally out of character for a Trump rally, totally in character for the Democrat Antifa BLM type event, destroying state capitals. And I could go through a whole...
We'll pick it up when we come back. More from Bill Fetter after this. Stay with us.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the finance law number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. My good friend Bill Federer is with us, the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch. And, you know, we're talking American culture today, ladies and gentlemen, and what is at threat. I mean, this culture war, it's much more than that, Bill. Clearly, I mean, it's down to a spiritual war. I was speaking to a woman who she's both a doctor and an attorney. I guess she's, you know, life was too boring for her just to be a doctor. So she thought, well, I might as well be an attorney as well. Very smart lady. And, you know, she pointed out, she said, Bill, you got to understand, this is a religious war at its foundation. This is why, you know, the other side doesn't hear what the other is saying, because you're trying to convert the unconvertible. They're already converted. They're converted to their respective religions and beliefs. And with that same kind of passion and fervor are both sides. And, you know, I heard the other day somebody had said that some wealthy guy was putting up $5 million to split between Barack Obama and Donald Trump to unite the country. I thought, oh, what a waste of money. I thought he says, well, maybe they would have a debate or something, you know, something like that. But to try to you're going to have the antithetical representatives of this culture war that we're in right now. You're going to bring them together like they're going to somehow communicate and unite the forces. I don't see that happening.
Right. Well, plus the whole Marxist strategy is divide and conquer. And, you know, after the Cold War, they would send KGB agents into countries and do critical theory, which is you observe all the cultural groups and you pit them as victims and oppressors against each other, haves and has-nots. And then when it breaks into violence, then you use that as an excuse to usurp power, promising to restore order. 45 countries fall to communism that way. It's a tried and true tactic. But the race issue in America is quite interesting. It's not a black-white issue. It's actually a Democrat-Republican issue. What do I mean? Well, 1857, Dred Scott case. Seven of the nine justices that voted that Dred Scott was property, they were Democrats. and Roger Taney, the Supreme Court Chief Justice, was put on by Democrat Andrew Jackson. He says that slaves were so far inferior that the Negro might justly and lawfully be reduced to slavery for their own benefit. And then you have Republican Lincoln, and he's the one who issued the Emancipation Proclamation and ending slavery in the 13th Amendment, you know, making it legal. And the Republicans pushed through the 14th Amendment, giving rights to freed slaves, 15th Amendment, making sure that blacks could vote. Democrats in the Deep South were passing Jim Crow laws in black codes. Mm-hmm. And what was one of the Jim Crow laws? This is Mississippi. This is their 1865 black code. No freedman, Negro, or mulatto shall carry or keep firearms or ammunition. Could you imagine Democrats wanting to disarm black people? And then we have Republican. Thaddeus Stevens, and he wanted to give the former slaves 40 acres and a mule. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats opposed that. And then you have the Republicans wanted to make sure that the blacks in Washington, D.C. could vote, and the Democrats opposed that. And you look at the voting for all these different amendments, and the majority of Republicans voted for civil rights, and the majority of Democrats voted against that.
Mm-hmm.
The 14th Amendment, Republican Congressman John Farnsworth says the reason for the adoption of the 14th Amendment was because of discriminating legislation in those southern states, which they were punishing one class of men under different laws from another class. So Republicans pushed through the 14th Amendment. I could go on and on. Then we come up to Teddy Roosevelt, and he was the Republican president who served in the Spanish-American War. By the way, during the Spanish-American War, Republican William McKinley had blacks and whites on the same team fighting together to free Cuba from the oppressive Spanish government, right? The Cubans. And so Teddy Roosevelt is the Republican president. He has the first black man for dinner in the Capitol. It's Booker T. Washington. And the Southern Democrats have a fit. They actually have in the Tennessee, Memphis, a Senator newspaper. And they said it's the, you know, damnable outrage that the president of the United States invited a, and then it used the N-word to dine with him in the White House. And then lynchings. People don't Tuskegee Institute did a documented research, and between 1882 and 1968, there were 4,743 documented lynchings. Now, there were obviously more than that, but these are documented.
Yes.
Of these, 3,446 were blacks, and 1,297 were whites. These were white Republicans who were lynched because they were caught down in the South registering freed blacks to vote. And so Teddy Roosevelt condemns the lynchings. And then we have the Plessy versus Ferguson. Down in the South, Louisiana, you had Homer Plessy was a black man on the railroad car. And he was arrested for being in the white cars. And so this was a Democrat state that was enforcing this. And so we have a Democrat president named Woodrow Wilson. And he praised the Plessy versus Ferguson. And he decides he's going to segregate the U.S. Army, segregate the Navy, the Postal Service, the Treasury, all the federal offices. Woodrow Wilson says segregation is not humiliating, but a benefit and ought to be regarded by you gentlemen. And anyway, he was talking to Monroe Trotter. And basically, Monroe Trotter says, no, we don't want your plan. And Democrat President Wilson snapped at Monroe Trotter. He says, if this organization is ever going to have another hearing before me, it must have another spokesman. Your manner offends me. Woodrow Wilson.
In the words of Nancy Pelosi, by the way. Go ahead.
So Wilson had a showing of a Ku Klux Klan movie called The Klansman in the White House.
The White House,
1955, a Democrat president showing. And then you have Democrat Franklin Roosevelt. He appoints a KKK member to the Supreme Court, Senator Hugo Black. And then you have Lyndon Johnson. And he says, I am opposed to the so-called anti-lynching laws, right? So he favored that. Then you have Republican Eisenhower. And he, as general, integrates the U.S. military. Mm-hmm. So blacks and whites are together. And then you have Democrats in the South, 1948, Strom Thurmond. And he is against the integrating. And then you have, you know, one interesting thing. There was a civil rights bill, and the Democrats said that, okay, if a Southern white person is convicted, he has to have a jury that's all white. Mm-hmm. And it was Vice President Richard Nixon that cast the deciding vote against that. 1957, there was a case regarding civil rights, and instead of voting the right way, John F. Kennedy voted to send it to committee, which was a way to delay it. Doris Kearns Goodwin wrote a book, Lyndon Johnson and the American Dream, and in it she quoted Johnson saying, these Negroes are getting pretty uppity these days. And then he says, the political pull back, you know, to stop their uppityness. And he said, now we've got to do something about this. We've got to give them a little something, just enough to quiet them down, not enough to make a difference. Mm. And,
boy,
interestingly enough, you have, Malcolm X, and he, refers to this, political situation. And he says that the white liberals differ from the white conservatives only in one way. The liberal is more deceitful, more hypocritical than the conservative. Mm-hmm. He says they both want power, but he says that the white liberal is able to use the Negro as a pawn in the political football game. The American Negro is nothing but a political football, and the white liberals control the ball through tokenism and false promises of integration and civil rights. That's Malcolm X
exactly saying
that.
Wow. Well,
and but Lyndon Johnson did the big switch. So with the advent of television, when you had these Democrats like Bull Connor down in Birmingham, Alabama, sicking dogs on black people and hosing them down on the streets, with TV, this looks really bad. And you have George Wallace, Democrat governor, standing in front of the school saying we're not going to admit black students. And Martin Luther King Jr., in his famous I Have a Dream speech, he, as a Republican, he condemns the Democrat governor of Georgia, George Wallace. He says, I have a dream. He says that down in Alabama, with its vicious racists and its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day, right here in Alabama, little black boys and little black girls will join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. But he takes the time to address Democrat Governor George Wallace and his vicious racist standing in front of the school. And so it was Republicans that sent the federal troops to escort the black students to class.
Exactly.
You have a Robert Byrd.
Yeah.
He's a Democrat senator.
Bill, you know, this is so valuable going through this history. And, ladies and gentlemen, you need to check this out in its totality, and you can read it at Bill's website. This is all part of the American Minute, and, of course, we're going on for minutes to talk about this. But, you know, you're hearing the true history of our country and the Democratic Party. And here they are, I mean, again, flipping the switch on, you know, defunding police. They're trying to, you know, they for many months said they wanted to defund. They've been leading the charge. And now it's not them, it's the Republicans. I mean, they're black belts at flipping the switch. And, of course, in today's media environment that is so pro-Democratic Party, they're able to get away with all this stuff. And what they are doing is violating the richness and truth of our legacy, are they not? 15 seconds
left.
Right. I'll let you wrap it up.
Yeah, just AmericanMinute.com is my article on the race politics and LBJ's The Big Switch. So the big switch is not Democrats and Republicans changing places. It's Democrats changing their tactics from intimidation to entitlement. And so he created the Great Society Welfare State to create a dependent class of voters.
Ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides...